I'm with the Crawley Town Chief Executive, Michael Dunford. Michael, been an update on the takeover situation with the club. We issued a statement yesterday, sort of both with timescales and also understand of some interest from another party should things not go to plan.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a moving feast, this is. I mean, when we made our original statement, we said there'd be no further comment, but obviously we've moved on now a fortnight from when we issued that. So we think it's right. The supporters are obviously itching for some information. The little we can tell them is, you know, the solicitors acting for the prospective buyers have indicated they think the 12th of February is an attainable date to complete the transaction. That remains to be seen, but that's what both sets of solicitors are working to now. They've already had dialogue with the Football League over the owners and directors' tests. They haven't received yet full confirmation from the Football League, but I would imagine that that should be fairly straightforward. They've then got to satisfy the Football League as well regarding ongoing funding requirements, and they are quite stringent now, the Football League, given the problems at Leeds and clubs like that. You know, they just don't roll over and accept anybody. So, you know, that could take another week, maybe. And the backstop is, you know, we have had another tentative inquiry, or it's probably slightly more than a tentative inquiry, from an English consortium who realised that, you know, the other potential bidders are probably a little bit more advanced than they are, and if this Turkish bid isn't completed, then they're in the background ready to step in. So it is a little bit up in the air at the moment, but you know, and it's not ideal from anybody's point of view, but these things happen. We have to get on with it. We're professionals, and all we can do, yes, we're working to the 12th. If it's not the 12th, then it will, you know, it could be the following week. I don't know. It's out of our hands as such, but you know, the deal's been agreed in principle, and now it's down to the devil's in the detail, isn't it, with solicitors? And when solicitors get involved, you know, it tends to be a little bit more protracted, because we're not talking about buying a massive great company here. We're talking about, you know, something that's special to us. It's a football club. And it's the supporters' football club. So hopefully the legals can be sorted out quickly. And I think what's needed, you know, is for the transaction to be completed and then the club to have some stability and look forward again.
And because on that note, I mean, form hasn't been great of late. It sort of thing can affect players, I'd imagine. You sort of want that, you kind of want the distractions to be minimal.
Well, it's not ideal, is it? I mean, whether you're a player, whether you're a manager, whether you're a chief executive, or whether you're one of, you know, our hard-working staff at the ground, ideally everybody wants to know, you know, what's happening. But these things do take time. It's the same with any other company. You know, we're all professionals. I get paid to do a job. Mark gets paid to do a job. The players get paid to do a job. You know, we're professionals, and we should, you know, be able to do that irrespective of what's going off in the background. But you know, we're all human beings, and it is disconcerting. But you know, at the end of the day, today in particular is about, you know, trying to address the poor away form that we've got, and let's hope today we can, you know, get at least one, more likely to, hopefully 3 points at Stevenage, because you know, that's really what counts. The other matter over the ownership will take its course, and hopefully it will be completed sooner rather than later. We're working to the 12th. If it slips, it slips. But you know, we're moving every stone possible to make sure we can complete next week. And then what will happen is the new owners will take control of the club, and there'll possibly be changes within the boardroom, which is most likely when you get new owners. And we've alluded to that in the statement as well. So, yes, it's not ideal, but it's business as normal.
And just lastly, I guess sensitive stage, you able to tell us anything about the British consortium that have shown interest, or is that all confidential?
It is confidential. We always sign confidentiality agreements with all the interested parties. And you know, they're good people. And it's difficult, isn't it, Barney? Because, you know, all we want is what's right for this football club. It's special to us. We love the club. And I'm certain the new owners, when they come in, whether it be the Turkish consortium or whether, if that slips away, you know, the English consortium come back in to the frame, they've got to love it as well. And they've got to obviously try and take it to another level. But as I said to you when I spoke to you previously, you know, this is about everybody pulling together. We need more people coming through the turnstile. You know, we've got a fantastic bunch of 1,800 supporters, but we need more. But people will get tired of me saying this, you know, but when the new people come in, we need a fresh impetus. We need a belief that the club can go forward, and we need investment coming into the club. Because it is difficult, you know, when we've only attracted 1,800 on average home supporters. But, you know, hopefully the matter will be concluded sooner rather than later. And whatever the outcome is, providing it's the right decision and the right offer for Crawley Town Football Club, then I think our supporters, you know, all of them, can be comforted by that and we can move forward.
Well, thanks for your time as ever, Michael. And all the best to you. Enjoy the game tonight.
No problem.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay.